Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're hearing about overnight shellings in Ukraine. Officials there say 23 people have been killed, 28 injured in an attack by Russian forces on a civilian convoy. Let's get more on that from Joseph Lindsley in Lviv. Joe, tell us more about what happened. Was that overnight?
Yeah, that was during the night, Bob. Good afternoon from Lviv, which, by the way, here we just had our first air alarm in over a week. And there's a great sense of uneasiness even here in Lviv, especially with what happened last night. Multiple cities, which has become the norm, were shelled. But the difference was last night, there was a humanitarian convoy leaving the city of Zaporizhia, and they were going to help evacuate Ukrainians who live near the front line, and even those who are trying to escape from Russian-occupied territory that the Kremlin is about to declare as part of the Russian Federation. I know people who routinely go on these missions, and so I'm still waiting to hear actually details and to make sure everyone's okay. So we had that in Zaporizhia, which, by the way, as of yesterday, there's a city of Zaporizhia is the capital of the region, but Russia, and that city is still in Ukrainian hands, but Russia has declared the entire region an independent entity as of yesterday. So there's a lot of drama happening there. And then Kharkiv was hit, Mykolaiv, Kherson, and also the city of Dnipro, which is just about an hour and a half from Zaporizhia. Dnipro, has become a major hub for the Red Cross, for the United Nations. And the center of the city was hit for the second time this week, last night. And there's a sort of widely circulating here in Ukraine, there's a video, really difficult to watch. There was a house that was destroyed, and the family was killed. There was a grandmother, a mother, and two children. The father is in the Ukrainian army and was off fighting. And the only survivor in this house was a dog. Hmm. His name is Krim. And one of the rescuers took a video, and you can see, it was difficult to watch, see the eyes of the dog as he's in the rubble, with looking for his owners and his family. And seeing, that type of awful, just in that micro level, just how awful this war is. And meanwhile, on Russian Telegram, they are circulating that same video with glee, saying this is amazing. This is karma. This is what the Ukrainians deserve. And so right there, we can really see, the two different sides.
Terrible. Are people there also nervous about this ceremony that the Kremlin is hosting in a little while there? And I guess Putin's going to deliver a speech today. What are we feeling about that?
Yeah, if you think about it, just a week or two ago, you and I were talking, and many were talking about, Putin seemed very weak, right? When he met with the leader of China in Uzbekistan a couple weeks ago, and the Prime Minister of India, the narrative was, oh, Putin's weak. He had just lost the Kharkiv offensive. Ukraine had taken back so much, liberated so much Ukrainian territory. And now that narrative is kind of gone. The narrative has shifted. And it really did. I think it began to shift with these referenda, saying, because the world is scared. What is he going to do once he declares these Ukrainian regions as officially part of the Russian Federation? And then also with this Nord Stream pipeline, and we still don't know exactly what happened. But the fact is, there's many people who are, one of the theories is that Russia attacked its own pipeline. Why would they do it? Another thing is maybe it's a pretext. Maybe Russia can say, look, the West or Europe or United States attacked our pipeline. This is an attack on Russia. They are using weapons to attack territory that we have now declared to be part of Russia. This is going to take the war to a new level. And so, yes, there's great concern about both with the referenda and with this pipeline, how Putin, who is, he's got a chess player's mentality, and, so do other people in the Kremlin. How are they setting the stage for what they plan to do next?
Those so-called annexation agreements are going to be signed today. I want to leave you with something positive, though, today, Joe.
Thanks.
This is, I know you could use it. So could we all. Text I got with a couple of pictures of flowers, blue and gold flowers. And here's what one of our listeners wrote. Hello, Bob. In early spring, I took a picture of my first daffodils in my favorite bud vase and realized these were the Ukrainian national colors. Yeah, they're blue and gold. Yesterday, I took a picture of one of my first sunflowers of the season. It's now autumn. And again, the Ukrainian national colors, and still the amazing Ukrainian people are defending their freedom, even as their conditions get more exhausting and perilous. The amazing determination, endurance, and spirit of these wonderful patriots are an inspiration to us all, indeed. Joseph Lindsley's reports are enlightening, frightening, heart-wrenching, and poetically descriptive. He so richly deserves every journalistic and humanitarian award bestowed upon him. Much gratitude to you also, Bob, for sharing his phenomenal word images with your audience. Many thanks to you both and all those who make these broadcasts possible. And that's from Michelle Mindak. How about that, Joe?
Wow, yeah, Michelle, thank you so much for those words, and I want to share them with everyone I know here, because that's amazing encouragement, and I could see her description so well, and it reminds me of, you know, maybe was it sometime in July, we talked about that grasshopper on the dashboard of the car, you know, these little things, like the flowers and the colors of Ukraine, these little things that can help us focus and not get overwhelmed by all the bad news and to keep going. So thank you very much for that, Michelle.
Hope you have a safe weekend, Joe. We'll connect Monday.
Thank you, Bob.